As you may have heard, Lulu and I recently delivered an extensive presentation for Accessible World. It was the first in-depth demonstration of LISI for computer beginners and experienced users too. But one area we didn't get the chance to demonstrate was our radio player, built directly into LISI. So we thought we would demonstrate it in this short podcast. But before we start, here's a quick quiz question for you. Can you think of a radio player which is completely accessible and meets the highest possible standards in terms of accessibility, where the station listings are updated frequently, and which is easy to use? Is there a blank look on your face right now? Well, I'm not surprised, because we searched long and hard for such a player, as it would have been undoubtedly easier to adapt one. Well, we just couldn't find one. There were two players which may have met the accessibility requirement that we had. However, one hadn't been updated and developed for some time, while the second used its own text-to-speech capability. So when this kind of thing happens, there is nothing else for it. It is really best to create your own. Well, that's exactly what we've done, and I've got Lulu here with me right now to talk about it. Let's start by talking a little bit about the background to the LISI radio player.
The LISI radio player was something that we were always going to have. It was roughed out in the sort of LISI first draft, as you might say, the rough ideas of features that we were going to have. We were hoping at first to be able to use one of the big mainstream radio players and put our LISI overlay onto it, whatever one we were going to be able to use to make it more accessible and more usable. This has not proved possible for various reasons, some of them financial, some of them accessibility, some of them just other reasons that it just hasn't worked out. As time went by, it became clearer and clearer that we were going to bite the bullet and build our own radio player for LISI, which we have now done. There are lots of advantages in building our own application for LISI radio. We can get it exactly the way we want it. We can have it as accessible as it needs to be. We can also build in global hotkeys, which means that you can use the radio player wherever you are. With a series of really easy to remember shortcut keys, you can control the radio from whichever application you're working in. The things like the volume, they're very, very sensitive. You can have the volume as low as you like. It moves in very easy to control increments, very small increments, which it doesn't do so well in some players. The other thing that we have is a very good radio directory. We've actually hand-built that ourselves. It isn't as large as some, but what I would say, it has been divided into genres. There are 10 different categories, as you might say, and we've handpicked these stations ourselves, so we've been able to quality control them. They're all as good quality as we could find.
Now, bearing in mind that it isn't going to be as wide-ranging as some of the major players out there, but just to reiterate a point that we heard earlier on that you mentioned, while you would expect to make some financial investment in order to secure licensing for a particular player, some of what the other services were charging was absolutely astronomical.
Oh, yes. One of the station databases we approached was asking $50,000 a year to use their licensed database. You know, no company, however big, could ever have made a profit on a reasonably priced software package if they were having to pay that much for licensing.
So let's talk about some of the 10 categories then of different stations you mentioned. What do we have? They're fairly broad categories, but take us through them if you could.
Yes. Let's start with variety. The stations playing a variety of modern pop music, oldies, rock. Stations like, for example, Top Tunes FM and The Bell and Mint FM, the Global Voice, stations like that. They would be under variety, and there are lots more stations under that too. We have the pop category. They play mostly modern pop music. We have oldies, that's self-explanatory. Really some very, very good oldies stations out there, whether they play oldies from a particular decade, or whether they play oldies across the board, from the 60s to the 80s, or from the 60s to the 90s. There's some very good stations out there. We also have classical music stations. We've managed to find some extremely good classical music stations, whether they play classical from a single composer or a sort of genre like light classical music or easy listening or what. There are some really good classical music stations out there. We also have Smooth. Now, this plays smooth jazz and ambient music, nature sounds, new age music. It's a really nice thing to have if you want to listen to something to chill out and relax to. We also have Country. There are some wonderful country music stations out there, and we've picked some of the best ones we could find. We also have Praise and Worship, some really great stations in that category, playing either contemporary Christian music. We also have some gospel stations. We also have some stations that are talk-based. So whatever you're liking in that direction, we've tried to cater to all needs.
But if we haven't managed to find a particular station, there's absolutely no worry about that at all, is there?
Oh, no. We're really hoping that you'll tell us what your favourite stations are so that we can add them for you. And that's another reason, really, why it's a very good thing to have our own radio player. Because, like, for example, if you can tell us what your favourite radio station is and say, could you please add, well, Blah FM, we can add Blah FM to the radio database and it will be updated within a few hours. There's no waiting for a once a week update or a once a month update or an update whether the big media database feels like it. We can update within a few hours and you can be listening to your favourite station on Lisi Radio almost instantly.
And it gets even better than that because you won't be prompted at all to update.
No.
You'll always have access to the most recent list.
Absolutely. We don't believe in annoying little prompts that say, hey, we need to update. You need to restart your radio player. You need to restart Lisi. Lisi doesn't do things like that. When Lisi needs to update, she does so quietly in the background so that your work or your listening isn't interrupted. And that means ever. The other cool thing is that there are some really great accessibility features in Lisi Radio. For example, how would you like to be able to have 10 keys that you have preset to your 10 favourite radio stations? Well, you can with Lisi Radio. Also, there are 10 other keys that have been preset to 10 featured stations, 10 new stations or 10 stations that are well known that we think you'll like. The 10 preset stations that you've preset will never change. Obviously, you preset them, they won't change till you change them yourself. The 10 feature station presets, they might change. And of course, if they do change, then you might get a notification to say that they have changed. But it's a cool thing that we can maybe find new stations that we might think you might like to listen to, and we can change those presets without having to interrupt your work or anything. But we can change the presets for the featured stations, stations that are being really listened to a lot by Lisi listeners, because Lisi's very clever. She knows when something's being listened to a lot, and we can change the presets and give you some new things to listen to.
So every time you feel like hearing something new and you don't want to go through all the different categories, you can just choose one of these top 10 stations.
Absolutely. It couldn't be easier.
Now, you can't add your own stream if you're a user, can you?
No. I've seen somewhere where you could add your own station, and it did lead to a lot of broken links and links that weren't working. The reason that we've decided that stations must be added through the, what I might call Lisi Central, through the company that maintains Lisi, is so that every link that's added can be thoroughly tested to make sure it works properly. It'll take a couple of hours, a few hours maybe, so that the new stations that are added can be updated in the Lisi database so that everything is tested and everything is working for everyone.
So anyone who has purchased Lisi will be able to let us know which stations they would like to add, and they'll get a very quick response, as we've already talked about. But what is the criteria for adding a station?
The station that you want must be broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll find that most of the stations in the directory already are internet-only radio stations, but that doesn't mean you can't have your local radio station if you would like it. The other thing is that it needs to be MP3 128K, and it needs to be in the English language, please. That's all.
That was Lulu talking us through the Lisi Radio Player. Well, we've heard all about it. Let's demonstrate it. The radio player is located on the Lisi main menu, or if you're using Lisi Advanced, there is a shortcut key to take you directly into the main Lisi radio interface. Once you've selected a station, there are global hotkeys for pausing the player, adjusting the volume, stopping it, and restarting. Alright, so I'm going to use a shortcut key to get into Lisi Radio.
Lisi Radio menu dialog. List 1, list view. Listen to the most recent station you were hearing. 1 of 14.
So you can go back and listen to the most recent station that you were listening to. And then we have a list of categories.
BBC. Classical. Country. Dance and electronic. Oldies. Pop. Praise and worship. Smooth. Soul/R&B. Variety.
And then we have a few other options.
Add currently playing station to Lisi Radio favorites.
So you can add the currently playing station to your favorites. More about that later.
View your Lisi Radio favorites.
You can view your favorites.
Delete Lisi Radio favorites.
And you can delete them too. So let's listen to a station. I love oldies. So I'm going to select the oldies category by pressing O.
Oldies.
And press enter.
List of radio stations in oldies dialog. List 1, list view, 247 radio, dreamboats and petticoats.
Well, how about that? We could do no better, could we? We're going to listen to 247 radio, dreamboats and petticoats. I'm going to press enter on that to launch the stream.
Connecting to 247 radio, dreamboats and petticoats.
So I'm now listening to an oldie, and it connected very quickly to the stream. The great thing is that I can, if I want to, read the song title. So if I'm not sure of the song, in this particular case, I can press a keystroke to hear that.
Current song title, Dave Berry the Crying Game.
So it's Dave Berry the Crying Game. Let's just stop that for a moment. The cool thing is that if you don't like a particular song, you can stop the radio playing as I've just done. And then in a minute or two, when you think the song may have come to an end, you can check the song title again. And even though the radio is not playing, it's going to tell you what is currently playing on that station. And so if you like the song, you can immediately start playing it again. I'm going to wait for just a moment or two, and then I'll check the song title again, and we will see whether we like this particular one. While we're waiting, let me explain a little bit about the song title function. You can press the keystroke twice quickly, and it will place the song title in the JAWS virtual viewer, so you can analyse it character by character if you want to, or if you want to go and look it up in your favourite online music store, for example, if you want to buy the song, then you can simply copy it to the clipboard and go and paste it into wherever it is you want to search. Now, Lisi will try and, if possible, retrieve the song title. There are a number of methods that she uses in order to get it. She really will try hard to get it. But some stations just do not display the song title. And also, some stations haven't got their software correctly configured. So I'm thinking, for example, of Station Playlist Studio, and a lot of internet broadcasters use that. When they're speaking, they have default live user or something similar displayed. And obviously, that is what is going to be heard through Lisi if you press that keystroke to get the song title. So if they've not configured it correctly, or there is something happening where a song title isn't being displayed, she's not going to be able to retrieve it. And in those situations, you will hear that a song title isn't available. Okay, what's playing on Dreamboats and Petticoats right now?
Current song title, Helen Shapiro, You Don't Know.
Oh, I like that one. So let's go back to the station and have a listen.
Connecting to 247 radio, Dreamboats and Petticoats.
And there we are, we've got it. Now, it has remembered my volume setting, of course, and I've got it fairly low so that I can talk to you at the same time, but I can easily adjust it. Okay, if I want to set this as one of my Lisi Radio presets, I can do that. There are 10 presets for individual users, so I'm going to do that now. I'll just stop it playing because it really doesn't matter. So I'm going to press a keystroke, and this is the dialog box to set a Lisi Radio preset.
Store Lisi Radio preset dialog. Please type the Lisi Radio preset number from 1 to 10, then press enter. 247 Radio Dreamboats and Petticoats will then be associated with the preset. Edit.
So it couldn't be clearer, really. We need to type values of 1 through to 10 for the 10 presets, and it's told us immediately that this station, 247 Radio Dreamboats and Petticoats, will be set to that preset. So I'm going to type figure 1 here and press enter.
Preset number 1 will now play 247 Radio Dreamboats and Petticoats.
I'm now going to select another station.
Lisi Radio menu dialog. List 1, list view.
And I'm going to choose Variety.
Variety.
And press enter.
List of radio stations and variety dialog.
And I'm going to select Top Tunes FM this time. So I'm going to type TO.
Top Tunes FM.
We have it straight away. I'm going to press enter.
Connecting to Top Tunes FM.
And there we're playing Top Tunes FM. I'm just going to stop it there. And I'm going to set that as preset number 1. Let's say, for example, that I don't want to hear any more of Dreamboats and Petticoats. So I'm going to go back into the dialog.
Store Lisi Radio preset dialog. Please type the Lisi Radio preset number from 1 to 10, then press enter. Top Tunes FM will then be associated with the preset. Edit.
Brilliant. I'll press number 1 and press enter.
Store Lisi Radio preference dialog. This preset is set to play 247 Radio Dreamboats and Petticoats. Are you sure you wish to associate it with Top Tunes FM instead? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Yes, we certainly do. So I'm going to press the letter Y. If I were to press N, of course, it would tell me that 247 Radio Dreamboats and Petticoats would still be the current preset. But I'm going to press Y.
Preset number 1 will now play Top Tunes FM.
And that's all there is to it. Now, there's another cool feature, as Lulu explained, and that is that we have set up 10 keystrokes in order to play 10 popular stations. Now, number 4, I can tell you at the moment, is the Phoenix. Okay, so I'm going to switch to the Phoenix by pressing the keystroke that represents number 4.
Connecting to the Phoenix.
And there we are playing the Phoenix. What's the title?
Current song title. Corey Jane replay of Corey's Coffee Lounge. First aired 25 July 2014.
Now there's an example where you're not going to get the song title simply because it's a pre-recorded show. It's telling us it's a replay there. If I want to, let's stop it. I can add this to my favourites. I don't have to set it as a preset. And I can have as many Lisi Radio favourites as I like. When you do add a station to the presets, by the way, it automatically gets put into your favourites. So in theory, we should have Top Tunes FM in the favourites list right now because we set that as a preset, but we're going to add the Phoenix as a favourite also. So I'm going to go back into the Lisi Radio menu.
Lisi Radio menu dialog.
And I want Add to Favourites.
Add currently playing station to Lisi Radio favourites.
That's fine, I'm going to press enter.
The Phoenix has been added to your Lisi Radio favourites.
Let's go back into the favorites list.
Lisi Radio menu dialog. Variety. View your Lisi Radio favorites.
Press enter.
List of Lisi Radio favorites dialog. List 1, list view. 247 Radio Dreamboats and Petticoats. 1 of 3.
Okay, now that is in the favorites list because we set it as a preset earlier on.
Top Tunes FM.
And so is Top Tunes.
The Phoenix.
And the Phoenix. Now if we want to go back to the Phoenix, we just press enter on it.
Connecting to the Phoenix.
And there we go. There is a keystroke as well, which will take you to the most recent station that you were listening to. Now, of course, that is in the list, but let's say you wake up in the morning and you put your computer on, and the first thing you always want to do is to listen to the station that you were listening to before because you don't listen to anything else. And that is possible. You can press a keystroke to do that, and you're not wasting any of your presets there. Finally, it's still possible to hear the Lisi Help system if you're using Lisi Basic with the human support. Lisi will still tell you how to interact with a particular control, even though the radio is playing. But she'll do so very clearly. You won't have the radio interrupting what it is that Lisi is trying to say. So I'm on a web page now.
Google search button.
And I'm on the Google search button. Now, hopefully, when I press the keystroke, Lisi is going to tell me that I'm on a button and how to work with it. But let's play a station first of all. I'm going to connect to the legend this time.
Connecting to the legend.
You're listening to Forgotten Favorites.
Forgotten Favorites.
On a worldwide legend.
Oh, how was that for timing? I'm now going to press the help key.
You are on a button in a form. Pressing this button will send information to the website. press the space bar to activate it.
And she faded the radio player there. Let me stop that. She faded the radio player down, spoke the help, and then faded the radio player back up to the volume level that you had it. And that is the Lisi radio player. We hope that people will not only enjoy using it, but also suggest stations to be added. We can easily do that, as we've heard in the background, so you'll always have the most recent list of stations available.